This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, March 21st, brought to you by the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issue Summit West. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. Senate Republicans left Washington today without voting on a roughly $70 billion bill to fund immigration enforcement agencies. After a meeting this morning in the Attorney General's office, Republican leaders announced they would not vote on the immigration enforcement measure until they return from a Memorial Day recess the week of June 1st. That's President Trump's self-imposed deadline for them to pass the measure. Senate Republicans also canceled plans to begin voting on a budget reconciliation package that would have funded immigration enforcement operations through 2029. President Donald Trump and America's top diplomat today again raised the specter of U.S. military intervention in Cuba, a renewed threat that takes on greater weight a day after the administration announced criminal charges against the island's former leader, Raul Castro. Trump said previous U.S. presidents have considered intervening in Cuba for decades, but that it, quote, looks like I'll be the one that does it. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told reporters separately, Cuba's been a national security threat for years because its ties to U.S. adversaries and that Trump is intent on addressing it. Rubio said the U.S. prefers a negotiated agreement with Cuba. Georgia Congressman Austin Scott is openly positioning himself to become the next Republican leader on the House Ag Committee. Scott argues that his ties to the Trump administration, his vision for enhancing farm profitability, and his focus on protecting American agriculture from foreign adversaries make him the right leader to guide the panel through the prolonged downturn in the U.S. ag economy. Current chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania reaches the end of his six-year term as the panel's top Republican at the end of this 119th Congress. House rules do allow members to seek a waiver for an additional 2 years. Thompson told AgriPulse he wouldn't be opposed to at least trying to obtain the waiver. He's added that it's still too early to make that request. Scott praised Thompson's leadership as an exceptionally good chair, but he's still making the case to become his successor. Scott said he is looking forward to working hand in hand with Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and our producers to make sure that we're doing what is right for American production agriculture. Deere posted better than expected quarterly sales and profit, but left its profit outlook for the year unchanged as demand for its farm machinery remained weak. Sales of large farm equipment sank 14% during the quarter that ended May 3rd. Low crop prices, higher fertilizer costs, fuel, and other production expenses are holding down farmers' incomes and sales of new tractors, crop harvesters, and other machinery. A strong U.S. construction industry drove higher demand for Deere's construction and forestry machinery business. Sales rose 29% from the same quarter last year. Profit grew by 48%. Other manufacturers, including AGCO and CNH Industrial, have already reported March quarter numbers. AGCO reported better than expected income and raised guidance. Shares dropped 5.6%. CNH reported better expected income, maintaining its earnings per share at about 40 cents. Shares rose 6.3%. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issue Summit West. Join us at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issue Summit West. How can California agriculture remain an economic powerhouse as rising costs, labor challenges, shifting demand, and political uncertainty reshape the industry? The answers matter more than ever. On June 2nd in Sacramento, hear from policymakers, innovators, and industry leaders tackling the biggest issues from trade and market outlooks to workforce challenges and the next generation of growers. Get the insights shaping what's next. See the latest information and register today at agripulse.com under the events tab. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.